My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
And hour number two, hanging out with you until noon. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Kings Warriors play-in action tonight at Golden 1 Center. The 9-10 game winner of this. Winner of the 9-10 plays the loser of the 7-8. Winner of the 7-8 becomes a 7 seed. Winner of the following game between the 9-10 winner and the 7-8 loser becomes the 8 seed.
Yes.
It's that easy. I enjoy the playing a lot. I really hated it at first. I was very resistant to the change. But that was also when I thought it was going to be 7 plays, 10, 8 plays, 9.
Oh, got it.
I really hated that a lot, but I love the way they do it.
I think it's great for the game.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, I really do think that it's great for the game. What we've seen this season, one of the most highly competitive seasons, I think, ever. The fact that you went into the last week of the season, the last game of the season, with three teams tied for the one seed, but also you have all of this craziness going in, you know, with over the last three or four games with the 10 through, I don't know, six, even five at one point, was like all of it was mixed up and jumbled up. I think it's spectacular for the game. And, you know, we were talking, Kyle, there's a possibility, you know, if the Kings do lose, whether it's tonight or whether it's the next game, they get thrown into back into the lottery, right? Mm-hmm. And there are all kinds of possibilities with the lottery that are interesting to me. So there's a possibility that the Kings, the Warriors, and the Heat, all, if they all get bounced, all three of those teams, they would tie for like 14th. And so there's going to be a coin flip to see who is the 12th pick, who's the 13th, who's the 14th pick in the draft. And there are ways where the Kings can move all the way up to like number 12. You know, if a team like Philadelphia gets bounced at 47 wins, that's more than the Kings have. And you could say the same with the Lakers or the Pelicans. If they get bounced and the Kings also lose, the Kings would move all the way up to number 12 in the draft. And that's a good thing. Like, they're, if you're going to have to keep your pick, you want it as high as possible. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting way to finish the season. And I feel like there's a lot fewer tanking, you know, like the tanking question is kind of off the table. I thought Houston gave it a run. There's a lot of teams that I thought really gave it a run this season. And part of that is because it's not considered a great draft. But also I think part of it is like, look, you have something to play for. I mean, if this was available, you know, 5 years ago, the Kings would have likely made the playoffs somewhere along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
They were right there. They were 9-10 like multiple times.
Yeah.
And you think that there could have been one or two times where they were playing well near the end of the season.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I do think there's a kind of interesting thing here, and we are giving away, we are going to give you an opportunity to win $500 coming up here in a little bit. But I feel like if the Kings lose this game specifically, tonight's game against Golden State, whether they win or lose, to me, changes nothing about this upcoming offseason. Save for, you know, what they can do with their picks and this and that. Like, forget all that for a second. Let's make this simple. The Kings need on their roster, we know what they need to improve. We know what they need to be doing better. That's all there. Whether they beat Golden State tonight or not doesn't change that for me. Maybe they go beat Golden State by 30. I don't suddenly sit there and go, oh, wait, maybe this is the roster.
No.
And same thing, maybe they make the playoffs. Maybe they're the eighth seed. And maybe they give Oklahoma City a series. It doesn't change, like none of this. And I get that that's different. And again, this is a different bucket. Because this is just, hey, what do I think the Kings need this offseason?
Okay, so I am going to say that I agree with you in theory that this playoff series, this game tonight, whatever, it might not impact overall what you need, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to disagree a little bit because I do think that there's a way for Keon Ellis to prove that he's the answer at your shooting guard position if he's given an opportunity to not only like win this game and then if you get the next game and like every one of these opportunities is a chance for Keon to say, hey, look, I'm the guy.
Okay.
And if you run him out there against Steph, and he's incredible against Steph, and he's a Steph stopper, and he also hits three or four threes, and he answers a call like he did a couple of games ago where he goes 8 of 15 from three, okay, that's one. Like, okay, that makes me feel more confident, but I need to see a little bit more. You get to the next game, and he's still the same player. You get to a seven-game series, and you're like, man, this kid is so good. He can earn his way into, but that shouldn't change what your offseason is, except for it will change maybe what you feel about one player as a potential starting shooting guard for you moving forward.
That makes sense. I guess for me, I'm already there, but I also see why you wouldn't be and why any additional postseason game would be valuable in that respect.
Yeah.
But also because I think Keon's going to start on Steph tonight. And if he's, you know, if Steph's just really good and goes for 35 and the Warriors win, I'm not suddenly going, oh man, I don't think Keon's got it. Like, I'm just kind of already penciling him in, but I also understand the value of, yeah, hey, if he goes out and holds Steph to 18 points tonight and then goes out in the next game and cashes a bunch of threes against the Lakers or the Pelicans and helps the Kings get over the hump against, I get that for sure. I do, though, think that vibes matter a lot. And I think losing this game would be atrocious for the vibes. Whereas winning it does the complete opposite. It's like, man, you got over that hump. You didn't lose another win or go home game to Golden State. There's a tangible, okay, you lost more games or won fewer games than you did last year. You may not make the playoffs, but hey, you know what? In a win or go home game, in the game that you could not get last year, you got this year. And I think that could go a long ways toward exercising that demon of, okay, you've gotten him in the regular season, but now you've got him in the postseason. You knocked them out of the playoffs. And that, to me, is really valuable, not just for the Kings internally, but I think when you talk about changing the national conversation, I think it goes a long way toward that, especially if Domas comes out and plays well. That's where this matters to me more than what they're going to need this offseason or how I feel about them going into the offseason.
Okay. I would say this, like my rebuttal would be this. Like, first of all, I think you can't exercise demons against the Golden State Warriors. I think you can also be the team.
You think you cannot?
Yeah, you can. You can.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I also think you can feel like you're the team that maybe put the nail in the coffin and said, okay, let's move forward.
Yeah.
I think, but the next game, if it's the Lakers, that's another opportunity to exercise demons of the past. Like, if you can beat the Lakers, that's another thing. And then you get into the whatever. If you somehow this team makes it to the 8 seed and they're playing a 7-game series against Oklahoma, it's game on. Like, this is all the experience and everything that Mike and everyone wants to talk about, Mike Brown. Mm. This is what you're talking about. You want to gain all this. But I also believe, I know this is lame, but I think they also have the built-in excuse. Like, we now, like, we can't win without Malik. Or we needed Malik and we couldn't get to there. And Malik Monk will not play tonight. Right. Mike Brown said it yesterday. He said he will not play.
Zero
chance. He is out. But Malik might be able to play next week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a team that wants to like put your stamp on this season and you want to get past that excuse, win these two games. Win these mm-hmm. two games and give yourself an opportunity to get Malik back. Because, hey, this team with Malik Monk in a first-round series against OKC, they got a shot.
No doubt.
They got a shot like anybody else does. So, mm-hmm. like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that we're in a weird position where the Kings do have sort of this like built-in, hey, we lost not just Malik, but we also lost Kevin. Mm-hmm. We lost two of our top 5 or 6 players
mm-hmm.
like 3-4 weeks before the season ended. So it's tough to like look at it that way, but I also think that there is like in the back of people's minds, they're going to go, you know, if we had Malik, we could have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you a little bit of a leeway this summer, although you got to bring Malik back. I mean, you have to find a way.
That's the other problem here, is yeah. if you lose tonight and the thought is, well, oh, dang, well, we just can't do this without Malik. And then he goes and signs in
Orlando or Toronto
for $22 million a year or whatever it is. Then you're looking at this going, oh, boy, we couldn't do it without him last year, and now he's gone.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, oof. That's when your offseason changes and your entire focus shifts to trying to find that guy. Like, you have to find that guy, or you have to find a number one mm-hmm. shooting guard.
Yeah.
You got to find a dude who brings it every night and is like a 20-plus point per game score.
Yeah, a reliable second scoring option.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got, I mean, and it can be a starter, and you can bring Keon off the bench, you can bring Davion off mm-hmm. the bench, but at that point, you got to find, like, the dude.
Yeah.
Because if not, like this is going to be a really interesting six weeks, eight weeks, ten weeks.
And that's where let's erase everything I just said about winning and losing doesn't matter. They're going to need to make the changes they're going to need to make. Winning very much matters from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Because there's a very real possibility that the Kings do wind up with like the 14th pick.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, hey, maybe you know what? Atlanta doesn't want to do business. And now your pick's not conveying. And now you're going into this offseason with not a ton of capital to go and make these major moves that
yeah.
they need to make. And now it's like small trade here, small signing there, maybe an undrafted guy. It just, maybe you buy your way into the second round and you get a second rounder. It's just I think the more seismic moves that they need to make aren't necessarily available to them if they miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
No, and that's kind of the bottom line. Forget the vibes, forget what they need to do, what they don't need to do to fix their roster. It's like, Doc, you've got to make the postseason.
It's so complicated, man. Like this has got to be weighing on Monty McNair. It's got to be weighing on Wes Wilcox, on Vivek, on yeah. Mike Brown. Like, there's so much riding on it, and it's not just winning and get to play another game and win that one and get to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
There's a lot going into this.
Yeah. All right. Let's do keys to victory. How do the Kings win tonight? We'll tell you next on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. All right, back in here. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. The Sacramento Kings taking on the Golden State Warriors in a do-or-die game for their playoff lives tonight. Time is a flat circle. Nothing matters. Eat Arby's. we've been talking about it a lot. It's so hard to get a feel for this game. We're going to try and give you some keys to victory for the Kings, and I think there's a pretty clear path. It's just a matter of how easy it is to fall it. So we'll give you those in a second. But James, what's our injury report look like for tonight?
Tonight for the Sacramento Kings, of course, Kevin Huerter is out for the season. He will not play tonight. Malik Monk according to Mike Brown yesterday from practice, will not play in this game. And again, Malik is a unrestricted free agent after the season. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that to say he could have played his last game in a Kings uniform. I say that because he has to do what's best for him. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he gets back. And, you know, if the Kings can extend their season, it's possible that Malik Monk makes a return at some point. But they need to do the work to do that in order for Malik to have another opportunity. For the Golden State Warriors, Gary Payton II is out.
Mm.
He is out. So they're defensive-minded, long, athletic stopper who's not very tall, but vertical threat.
Plays bigger than he is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Plus. Yeah, plus. There we go. Yeah. Horizontal threat.
Yeah. Nope. Mm. He's one of the best, just on the Gary Payton thing, yeah. For the Gary Payton II. Not Gary Payton Jr. Gary Payton Jr., different person. I swear. Swear to gosh.
Full George Foreman? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Gary Payton had a child who he named Gary Payton Jr. And then he had another child whom he named Gary Payton II. Those are two different people.
Wow. Okay. So George Foreman just kept naming all of his kids
George. Yeah, all of his kids are George. Yeah. I think Rougned Odor has a bunch of siblings named Rougned.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
I think there's two of them.
There's a baseball player. It may or may not be Rougned Odor, but...
No, that's... You're
is
right.
That right? Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah.
No, the GP2 thing for me, this is not that I don't want to... His absence means a fraction of Malik Monk's absence. But I do think... Follow me here. Kevin Herter's a better player than Gary Payton II. I want to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
But GP2's defensive impact for Golden State, I think, equates roughly to Kevin Herter's offensive impact for the Kings.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, the Kings can still score when Kevin Herter's not on the court, but he just makes... There are things he can do that nobody else really can in their offense.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing for GP2 defensively for the Warriors. But GP2 being out is not one of those things where you're going, I don't know how... Oh, this is just it for Golden State. I don't know how they do it. He's one of the best point of attack defenders in the league, but he is not the difference tonight. The way I think Malik Monk's absence could be the difference.
No, I totally agree with you. Yeah. Like, he's a very, very good defender. He could possibly slow down De'Aaron Fox a little bit, but that really hasn't played out ever. And to be honest, he struggled to stay healthy.
Yeah, he's had a really, really hard time in his career. Staying on the court. So that's it. That's your injury report for today. Let's get to keys to victory. James, what is your first key to victory?
Pretty basic. Fox has to star.
Yep.
Like, if De'Aaron Fox is a superstar in this game, it gives the Kings a shot. I think he was so tremendous early in the series last year,
mm-hmm.
and then he broke the tip of his finger, mm-hmm. and that changed everything for him. Yep. I think if De'Aaron Fox, who he was in the first couple of games last season's playoffs, the Kings have a really good shot.
Yep. There's not a lot else to the Kings offensively tonight. It's like, man, De'Aaron Fox has to be the best player on the court.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes. If it's one of those, De'Aaron at 18-6, nope. I want him taking the shots. If he thinks that there's a mismatch he can exploit, or if he thinks he can get into the paint and finish, then great. Do it. Take 30 shots if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right there with you. First key to victory for me, you need two-way key on.
Oh.
Steph Curry, it's not like there's a lot of guys who are Steph Curry stoppers, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
But history tells us that when Steph faces a good defender for the first time, it takes him a while to figure him out. Took him a couple games to figure out Matthew Dellavedova in the 2015 finals. Matisse Thybulle's given him some trouble. There's a lot of defenders over the years who have kind of given him some trouble. And again, eventually, Steph's one of the best players ever. He figures it out. But this is the first time where I think he's going to see a lot of Keon Ellis. And he gets sloppy with his passes. The Warriors kind of all do. They are liable to turn it over. Steph gets a little bit loose with his handle sometimes. I think there's going to be an opportunity for Keon Ellis not only to limit Steph's scoring, but to also generate turnovers, generate a couple easy buckets. And then on the other end, he cannot play himself off the court offensively. He cannot make the Kings play 4-on-5 on offense, because that is what will get him moved to the bench. He has to take the threes when they're there. He has to knock them down at a rate that's credible enough that the Warriors then have to guard him.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you said there. I honestly believe that Keon Ellis is such a huge X factor. And what you need to see from Keon is not just him hitting shots, but his willingness to take those shots. Because I'm pretty sure the Golden State Warriors are going to start the game leaving him wide open.
Yep.
That's what they've done to Davion Mitchell every single time. Yep. They leave him open, say, go ahead and beat us.
They might do the thing. They could do the thing where they just hide Steph on him and just say, Steph, go stand in the corner. Go stand over there by him. Or they put Draymond on him and let Draymond play center field.
Yeah.
And leave him open. They'll
see, that's the thing. If they sag Draymond off and let him go down and double Sabonis the whole time, this is where he has to make them pay.
That's it.
Yeah, so over his last 13 games, Keon Ellis is averaging 10.7 points. He's shooting 46.3% from three on 5.2 attempts per game.
Yep.
He is a flat-out knockdown shooter, and if they leave the door open, he needs to make them pay.
That's it. That's it. I was sitting in Studio One with Jesse yesterday, and Jesse goes, Keon Ellis the X Factor for tomorrow? And I was kind of like, yeah, man. Well, eh. And I've thought, that's it. Nailed it. So shout out to Jesse. I'm right there with him, and that's why Keon Ellis is my first key to victory for the Kings. Number two for you, James.
Sabonis has to star.
Yeah, he does.
You know,
boy, like, does he.
We've seen Sabonis have some big games against the Golden State Warriors, but we've also seen him struggle. He can't, like, go into the shell. And I know that there are reasons why that's happened, right? We talk about it all the time. Very specifically, like, Malik Monk is a huge, huge player for Sabonis. So the way he sets him up with passes and everything else, he needs to figure it out. He needs to hit the jumper. Whatever they're giving him, he needs to take that, but he also needs to go bury these guys. And he needs to prove that he's one of the better players in the league, because that's what everything kind of says. He's one of the better players in the league.
But history tells us that if you want to change that conversation nationally, if you want to become a perennial all-star, perennial all-NBA guy, I know this doesn't make sense logically. You've got to do it in situations like this.
This is it.
Bottom line, 18 and 12 tonight on 7 of 10. Cool. Great. Go get 25. Go get 27 and 15. Go dominate this game the way he has dominated so many games this year. I couldn't agree more with you. Number two for me, speaking of Draymond Green, get him off track. Talk a little trash. Give him a hard foul at some point. I think the crowd could play a big role, you know, kind of egging him on when he starts getting in a ref's face, kind of ratcheting up that intensity and trying to, you got to get him off track a little bit and see if he can get a T. If you can get him ejected.
I'm with you.
I think that is a huge key, because not only does that remove, I know that we all think Draymond stinks. He is a key piece of what they're doing defensively. He is still a key cog for them on offense. And when he is missing, the Warriors are worse.
He's still very good.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and he is the instigator of all instigators.
Yep. Number three.
No Steph Knight, no Game 6 Clay. I know that sounds like a tall task, but don't let Steph go for 50. He can go for 30-something, and you can still beat this team. Yep. Don't let Klay go for 30-something as well. And you can't have two guys go for 30. You can't have two guys combine for 80, whatever it might be. You can't even two guys combine for 70. You take these two guys away, and I don't know that they have the juice to get past you.
No, I agree. It's what we kind of talked about earlier. It's like, man, then it's down to, like, Andrew Wiggins. And I don't know if that's a game the Warriors want to play. Last one for me here. You got to attack mismatches. That is, there are going to be some. Chris Paul plays a lot. Klay Thompson is not what he used to be defensively. Steph Curry is a good defender, but if he gets matched up on Harrison Barnes, I need Harrison Barnes taking him into the post and scoring.
Same with Keegan Murray.
When the mismatch is there, they have to attack it.
Okay.
Bottom line, flat out, whether it's getting into the paint and spraying for three, whether it's getting into the paint and scoring, drawing a foul, you have to do something. You cannot let Klay Thompson and Chris Paul and Steph Curry, you cannot let those guys off the hook defensively.
very key.
Keys to victory. If the Kings do all those things, they will win, and we will be talking about their matchup against the Pelicans or Lakers on Friday. That's not it, though. There is so much basketball happening on ESPN 1320. Keep it locked. We'll be back in a bit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
All right, who wants $500? You can't win. Sorry, James. You're not allowed.
I know.
All right, man. Let's give away $500 right now, or give you an opportunity to win 500 smackaroos. All you got to do is go to ESPN1320.com. Now, remember, we're giving away $500 a day for the next 2 weeks. So we'll do it through this Friday and then through next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Got $5,000. We jacked $5,000 from our boss and decided, hey, we're going to give away 500 of this a day for the next couple of weeks.
We held Aaron up at gunpoint and said, give us $5,000 and we're going to give that money away.
And he went, this is literally not my money. James, where did you get a gun?
Exactly. And this is all hypothetical because I don't know if we can say money on the air.
No, we can. We definitely can. Yeah, there's. I've got the list of words we can't say. Smackaroos, dinero. Is something we can say.
Okay.
But you're going to go to ESPN1320.com. You're going to get two chances to win. We're going to give you a word here in a second. D'Lo and Casey will also give you a word during their show, so you're going to want to keep it locked in. And give yourself multiple opportunities to win the $500 today. So today's keyword, drumroll please, that you're going to enter at ESPN1320 is... dribble. Dribble, as in dribble the basketball, as in make Steph Curry terminate his dribble, as in Keegan, you can dribble, as in help me. Help me.
Dribble.
Dribble.
Pick up the dribble half court. Mm-hmm. I don't know. A double dribble.
Oh, yeah. Double dribble.
Double dribble.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully they call some tonight.
Yeah. A continuation dribble.
You missed a bit. That's okay. That's okay. We'll try it again. Try it again next time. Dribble is the word you're going to enter at ESPN1320.com. You can go do that right now. Go enter it.
Enter.
And you'll be entered. Get your name in the hat. And then D'Lo and Casey will give you a word later. You can enter again and put a second name in to give yourself multiple chances to win $500. Got it?
$500.
Dribble.
Dribble.
D-R-I-B-B-L-E.
Yesterday you refused to spell
the word.
Yeah,
no, it's fine.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that people are getting their entries in.
Okay.
At ESPN1320.com.
No, I'm excited for people.
Nothing but net.
Everybody get in there.
$500 giveaway.
$500.
God, dude, I could really use $500.
Yeah?
Like, just, it's bills.
Okay. I mean, just coming back from England, I get you.
That's, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That conversion rate will get you.
That conversion rate.
Like, wait, that thing's only 6 pounds? And you're like, oh, that's like 8 1/4.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's where our dollar is over there now?
Yeah, it's not great. Right. I think it's 75 cents to the pound.
Something I remember like when I was a kid, I was so excited because we were going to Canada, and it was for every dollar, you got $1.20 in Canadian money. And we're like, yeah, $20 is worth $24.
I wanted to dude, their money in England is plastic.
It's plastic?
It's plastic.
Like the bills are plastic?
It's like, yes. So we got to an ATM, and they don't do a lot of cash in England.
Okay.
We
don't
most
hear
places,
it anymore either.
Most, but like they don't accept cash.
Oh.
You cannot do cash at a lot of places. And so we went to the ATM and wanted to get at least a little bit out just for tipping a driver or whatever, you know, we wound up needing it for. But we got this money and we're like, this is fake. Where do we get the real dollars from? Like genuinely. Like you could spray it with cleaner and like wipe your dollar bills.
That's weird.
Insane. Totally insane. They fold up weird. I didn't like it.
Oh.
I kept a 5 though. It's got Winston Churchill on the back. I thought that was kind of cool.
Okay.
Anyways.
Legend.
Yeah.
Historical figure.
Yeah, he is. I want to play a game with you.
Uh-oh.
We talked a lot about Keon Ellis. We've talked a lot about De'Aaron Fox. Domantas Sabonis. You throw in Trey Lyles, Keegan Murray, et cetera, et cetera. I'd like to rank the Kings in order of importance for tonight. Who's the most important Kings player tonight, James?
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's a very clear-cut number one for me.
Yep.
In games like this, over a series, you know, you can have your star player have a down game, or maybe one of your guys, one of your secondary players, maybe Trey Lyles hits 6 threes in a game and just has a huge game and swings a game in a series. But in a one-game playoff, and again, maybe Trey Lyles has a huge night. Maybe Keegan Murray has a huge night. Maybe it's Keon Ellis. Maybe it's Davion Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
But De'Aaron Fox is the player defensively, offensively. He's just a guy. He's it.
I'd also say Golden State also knows that.
Yes.
And they're going to do everything in their power to take him away.
Yes. They have. There is an immense respect for De'Aaron Fox in Golden State's locker room.
Yeah.
For sure. Who's second?
I mean, I don't want to be vanilla here, but the second, it's got to be Sabonis.
I'd actually disagree.
Oh, okay.
I think they can win a game where Sabonis just has his 15 or 16 and 13 with 8 assists. I think they can get that game from Domas and be fine.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think there's a world where he has like 5 and 8 tonight, and that would obviously be bad. But to me, the second most important player is Keon Ellis.
Okay. No, I mean, I get that because I mean he's going to defend Steph most likely off the jump.
Yeah.
I also think they're going to send Keegan to go defend Steph as well.
Yeah. You have to throw the kitchen sink. You're
gonna,
at him tonight.
Yeah. De'Aaron Fox is going to defend him. Davion Mitchell is going to defend him. They've got a lot of options, which is a good thing.
Yeah, and that's the big. I know that in talking to people, there's been a lot of like, oh, we know this. It's Steph, and again, oh, but last year the Kings had Davion Mitchell to throw at Steph, who couldn't play offensively. They couldn't keep him on the floor, which is why he wasn't in the game in game seven for more than the, what did he play, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever short amount of time he was on the court in game seven. They couldn't play him offensively.
Yeah.
So this year, though, that's why you saw Terrence Davis in game seven. But
yeah,
this year, not only did they have more options, Keegan Murray is a better defender. He got flambéed by Steph last year. He is a better defender now.
Yes.
Keon Ellis was a non-factor last year and now arguably their best defender. Davion Mitchell, the way he has played offensively the last 2 months, is a credible offensive player who can now stay on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have three real options, and that doesn't even count De'Aaron Fox, who is also a very good defender in his own right. So I don't know if, I think De'Aaron will defend him a little bit. I don't know how much they're going to want to do that and risk foul trouble for him. But to me, man, Keon Ellis has shot it well enough and played good enough defense that there is a world where a great Keon Ellis game means Steph is going for 23, 24, and he's knocking down threes on the other end. I have to put Keon there.
Okay. I would say, like, look.
What's the argument for Sabonis?
Well, I'm looking at the seven-game series from last year, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we all can point, like, Sabonis had two games that were bad, right? Mm-hmm. Including game six, where he scored 7 points, had 11 rebounds, 4 assists. He was 3 of 12. Kings won that game.
Right.
By a lot.
Mm-hmm.
His second worst game was game one, where he goes 5 of 17, has 12 points, 16 rebounds. That's the second lowest scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings won.
Yes.
And so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is someone else. Maybe it's a Keon. Maybe it's, I don't know, Harrison Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that, like, if Sabonis has a big game and you have to defend him in a different way.
Yes.
It still will change the complexity of this
yeah.
one night situation.
And that's kind of where I think I'm probably I'm making Domas three because he's too good of a player to have that far down the list. But that's the other side of this coin. I put Keon there because you go, man, Keon could flip this game on both ends.
Yeah.
He could dramatically change the dynamic of this matchup by himself. Now, again, if he goes 1 for 5 and 0 for 4 from three, then, you know, I think the Kings have a really hard time winning tonight's game. Whereas Domas, if he just has a regular game, if he doesn't do anything spectacular, he's just kind of himself, I think he can still go win that game. And as you just laid out, there's a path to winning if he doesn't play well.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, and why I'm going to put him third, is if he goes out and he hits those mid-range jumpers like we saw against Portland in the final game of the season, and he won like on the move a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's kind of falling away. He was taking those confidently, taking them from the baseline, took a couple of threes. If he's knocking those down and he has a monster game where he scores 25, 26, 27 points and he pulls down 14, 15 rebounds, that's one where it's like, man, it's really tough to see a version of that game where the Kings also lose.
Yeah.
If he's playing that well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, like the national media is like, they decided that the Sabonis was just god-awful, and then he was just horrible in that series. Mm-hmm. He had three games where he scored over 20. You know, he had like a 16-point game. He had a 50. He wasn't dominant, but he also, like, he had 16 rebound games. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Letting Kevon Looney turn into prime Wilt was tough, but...
Yeah?
No, it wasn't. That's the thing, is it wasn't like, oh my God, he turned into a pumpkin. It just, there were a couple of bad games and then there wasn't this elevation. You saw De'Aaron Fox elevate.
Oh yeah.
I just don't think you saw that from Domas, but again, it was another opportunity to do so in tonight's game. Where was I going with this?
Who's next?
Last thing on Domas, and then we'll get to who's next, because this dovetails into who I think is next. I think one of the things he can do, let's say he takes a couple of those jumpers early and misses them, and he's just like, I'm not doing it. I'm not shooting us out of this game.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to functionally eat that space. If Kevon Looney's going to stand there on the low block and you're going to sit there 16 feet from the bucket, if you're not confident taking it, then you have to eat the space because that's going to warp the defense, and that's where his passing can come into play.
Yeah.
And that's where, hey, they're going to leave. In that scenario where it's Domas getting downhill they're going to leave Keon Ellis in the corner. They're going to leave, whether they want to or not, somebody will come down and help from Keegan Murray's side. Mm. Somebody's going to come down and help off Harrison Barnes. And that's where you could also have a really, really major impact. Okay, maybe he only scores 14, and maybe he has 13 rebounds. But hey, maybe you see a triple-double where he starts getting 11, 12 assists, and a lot of those assists are on wide-open threes. Spray threes, as
spray threes, as they're known
spray
here in Sacramento.
The hot guys.
Spray the hot guys.
That's where Keegan, to me, is number four.
Okay, so here's the thing with Keegan.
Okay.
First of all, you need him to be great defensively, because there's going to be a lot of time where he's defending either Steph, or if they bring in Kuminga and Kuminga gets loose,
mm-hmm.
he'll defend Kuminga, yep. right?
And or I think, Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, or Wiggins. Like, mm-hmm. whoever decides that they're going to step up. But here's the problem I have with Keegan. This was kind of hidden in the playoffs last year. Is it took him until game four before yes. he was a factor at all.
Yes.
He was a non-factor in game one. He had 2 points. In game two, he had 2 points. Game three, he had 6 points. Complete non-factor. And not only that, but Mike Brown, 16 minutes and 22 minutes. In game four, Keegan came to play, 23 points, 7 rebounds,
mm-hmm.
and he played 33 minutes. And then Mike relied on him from then on. Keegan can't wait to get, like, you cannot have him kind of dabble and yep. kind of like toe yep. in the water, like worrying that it's going to be too cold. He's just yep. got to come out firing and looking for a shot and looking to be part of everything. And again, that's where I think if the Kings are engaged in that way, if they come out and they play in that mm-hmm. fashion where you got Harrison Barnes looking for a shot, you got Keegan Murray, you got Keon Ellis who's not hesitating, yep. you got Fox firing, and you got Sabonis looking to go,
mm-hmm.
and then you have these other players like a Davion sure. or a Trey Lyles, that's where like the Kings have a shot.
Yeah.
If they don't come in and everyone isn't locked in 100% and fighting from the opening moment that they mm-hmm. step on the court, I think they'll get stomped.
Let's go to the handoff. Damian Barling, D'Lo and KC coming up here at noon, hanging out with you till 4. De'Aaron Fox, we've decided, is the most important player for the Kings tonight. Who is number two on that list for you?
Domantas Sabonis.
Mm.
Why is it Domas?
Well, because of, I think Domas has a demon to a certain degree to exercise.
Hmm.
In terms of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah,
interesting.
And I think he's such a catalyst to what they do on the offensive end. If you guys were talking about those spray threes, if he's looking out to, Keegan, Harrison, Keon, whoever,
mm-hmm.
and those guys aren't hitting shots or at least aren't hitting the shots at a clip that they're going to need to beat the Warriors tonight, he's got to be aggressive offensively. It mm-hmm. can't be a 10-shot attempt night for Domas for me. He has to be aggressive offensively. If he goes out there, he's always going to play the right way. There's never been a question about what mm-hmm. the way Domantas Sabonis plays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's always going to play the right way. He's always going to look to be a distributor first. You could do that. I'm perfectly fine with that. But if it's not clicking, if it's not working, if they're mm-hmm. having a bad night from three, he has to be aggressive. And he has to know when, okay, we've missed a couple in a row. All right, I'm not going to ask these guys to pass up open looks,
mm-hmm.
but I have to be aggressive here on the inside. Otherwise, because we already know the way Draymond is going to play him, Draymond's mm-hmm. going to challenge him. And if he doesn't answer that challenge, I think the Warriors will have their way with Domas all day.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that's where also Harrison Barnes comes in. Like Harrison Barnes lately has gotten back to like the basics of, hey, look, we need to slow this thing down. I need to get to the line. I need to go do my slow motion Euro step, get to the basket. And I think that while Sabonis, they're going to double team, that's where HB has like an advantage. They're never going to double team him. If mm-hmm. he starts, if he makes a move, if he fakes a three and goes, okay, mm-hmm. like it's him one-on-one and he's going to either make the bucket or he's going to get to the foul line.
I kept waiting for that in the entire last playoff series.
Yeah.
Because that was the case last year, too, in the postseason.
For HB?
Yeah. The Warriors just don't have a guy who can... Andrew Wiggins can stay in front of Harrison Barnes
mm-hmm.
or Jonathan Kuminga. But they have other players to deal with who are not Harrison Barnes, where I think you're going to see like Chris Paul hanging around on Harrison Barnes
mm-hmm.
or maybe Klay Thompson. And that's a matchup that at this point Harrison Barnes should be able to take advantage of. And it's just... And it comes down to this, Damian, and we talked about this earlier a little bit. It's like, man, this entire game kind of feels like we talk about these stars and this and that, but this entire game for me comes down to, hey, if the Warriors don't have many answers for Harrison Barnes the same way the Kings don't have that many answers for like Andrew Wiggins. Mm-hmm. And if one of those two goes off for 20 plus, feels like that team's just going to win.
So, you know, what's funny about that is on the Harrison standpoint.
Yeah.
Harrison scored 39 the last time these two teams played.
Yeah.
And the Kings won by one.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
But think about that. Like, Malik was there.
Yeah.
And Herter was there.
Mm-hmm.
And Harrison Barnes scored 39 points.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kings won by one.
Yeah.
Like, it just goes to, you know, our conversation all week has been the Kings have to play virtually perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the unfortunate nature of the position they're in. You have the ability when Kevin and Malik are around for one guy to maybe be off a little bit. Maybe one and a half could be a little off. You don't have that cushion anymore, especially against the Warriors, a team that knows you so well, a team that challenges you unlike anyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just they have to be perfect. And Harrison has to, everything you guys just laid out, Harrison has to do that. Kyle, everything you were laying out regarding Keegan Murray when I walked in, Keegan's got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Domas has to be great.
Mm-hmm.
De'Aaron has to be the guy. It's just the unfortunate nature of where the Kings are right now without Malik and without Kevin Herter. The only way they survive is to be damn near perfect.
You know, what's funny about this, and this has kind of been the ethos of the whole show. That's not the word I was looking for. Ethos? That was not the word I was looking for. That's kind of been the theme of the whole show is I think they're sitting there at 95.7 right now having a very similar conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, just talk to Google and Steiny about it.
Steph's got to be the guy, and you're hoping that Harrison Barnes and Jonathan Kuminga and Draymond Green, all these guys, it is a fascinating matchup because the teams are so different, yet they're in the exact same place of this
but
season.
That's the tough part, right? When push comes to shove, if it's just their guy versus ours, that's still Steph Curry, mm-hmm. right? And De'Aaron,
until proven otherwise.
That's what I was going to say. Until De'Aaron can take that from him, that's still Steph. And the mm-hmm. last time we saw Steph in a win or go home game on the floor of the Golden 1 Center, we know what happened there.
Yeah.
And a lot of that wasn't just Steph, because I'll maintain to this day you could have dealt with the Steph 50 if your guys had hit shots.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't.
Yep.
And so it was Steph's 50 plus everything else
mm-hmm.
that sent the Kings home last year.
And we're going to learn a lot about, Mike Brown talked so much this year about growth and learning. Okay, yeah, we're losing, but there's opportunities. Last year, we talked about how valuable that experience was.
Yeah,
that series is crushing, but hey, they've done it now. Well, now you're back here.
Yeah.
What'd you learn? And can you do the things you're talking about? You can't shrink in this spot.
No.
Yeah, I got you. The circumstances are very different, in my opinion, but I understand I understand what you're saying.
Hmm.
I just can't expect the Kings to perform a certain way when you're missing two of your best players.
No doubt. But it's like, hey, that aggressive Domas game, the aggressive Keegan game, can you just get those type of performances? Whether they win or lose, I mean, I guess, but can you just not shrink in this?
Yeah,
in this
sure, spot? I got you. No, I got you. Don't That's shrink. All. I got you.
That's all.
No shrinkage.
No shrink. No shrinkage.
Just got out of the pool.
Okay, thank you. I actually get that reference. No, it's good. I get it. It's a Seinfeld reference.
Wow,
I got it.
Look at
you. Yeah, I did. That's probably, thank you. There's probably not very many that I would get, but I get that one.
I was going to say, are you doing like a Seinfeld? Oh, we have to go. Are you guys talking about Kings and Warriors today?
I'm just trying to survive the next 4 hours. Mm. My voice might be done by 1:30, so we'll see what we could do.
Well.
All right. Well, I'll be around for a while if you need me to pop in.
No, we got it, man. We got a lot to talk about as it pertains to this game. Mark Haynes is going to be with us. Guru is going to join us later on in the show. Will Z, Trista Craig. Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Can't wait.
Okay. Lake Show.
Okay, that was on.
There's always that.
D'Lo and Casey coming up next on ESPN 1320.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B,
But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.